Oh, we're going to do the Zone Rewind. That's it. Thanks, Big Baby. My
now
bad.
It's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right, taking a look back at the week that was.
5 days rolled up into 20 minutes.
Buddy, I'm telling you right now, that's the way we do it. All right, I'm trying to decide. Big Baby, should we save Ira and Tiger Bait as our main event?
That's the highlight of the week. So.
Okay, well, Ira and Tiger Bait had a big fight earlier in the week. That'll be our main event. That'll be our last item on the Zone Rewind. Also got a call from Ken Duke. We talked to him about some golf. He missed the cut by one last weekend, unfortunately, but during his time leading up to the start of golf season, he spent some time watching the Miami Heat in person because he lives in the Miami area. He even had a chance to hobnob and rub elbows with some of the famous Heat players.
That's not a bad way to pass a couple of months.
No, I wish that we did. I love it. I got a chance to go down to the Heat game last couple weeks ago and got to sit on the floor and have to mess with Ray Allen a little bit. I know he's a big golfer. And, mm-hmm. And we were talking about golf and the warm-up and all that kind of stuff, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, I love basketball, and I wish they would play more to love the game instead of about, what have I done lately. But obviously I'm a big Larry Bird fan, and that was my guy. So, a big basketball fan.
Larry Bird's a scrub. Okay, moving on. I'm kidding.
All right, watch it now.
We had former Arkansas tight end Chris Gregg on. And we talked to him about, going through the process. He was one of the most standout players at the combine. He was the fastest. He ran the fastest 40. I think he had the best vertical leap, and he was second in the bench press as far as the number of reps on 225. We asked him, though, about a number of other things, including what was the interview process like, and did you get any strange questions during the interview process?
They were pretty standard. The question I would say that really caught people off guard was, like, if you said you were single and you weren't married and things like that, they would ask you, did you like girls? And that was just something that kind of caught a little off guard. Yeah, like you said, a lot of guys I heard that I was talking to up there and guys that I've talked to since I got back told me that they got asked the same thing, too.
It's an odd question.
You heard that was coming out a lot.
Yeah.
That teams especially were interested in Manti Te'o's sexuality, but they can't. You cannot ask that question at a job interview, which is what these are. So they got to find an end around to find a way to get the answer.
I don't know if you want to use that phrase in this particular.
It's a football term.
Oh, okay.
It's just a football.
I'm sorry, but I did. Anyway, here's the thing: you can't do it. The feds would like to have a word with you, NFL. Moving on, we talked to Ray Rogers. He was in studio. The Golden Gloves are one of the many things going on this weekend, and Big Baby. We learned very quickly, Christina LeCure, the Canadian, she learned much slower that there is a significant difference between boxing and fighting.
Well, let me correct you.
Okay.
We don't fight.
I'm so sorry. I keep saying that.
You have bouts or we have competition, but fighting, we box.
You're right.
Which is
I'm sorry.
Very, very highly skilled and trained sport.
Yes, sir. And I know that.
We fight.
You and I fight.
They box. Oops. Hey, Ray Rogers, man. You don't want to tribal that guy.
Hey, you learn the terminology pretty quickly sometimes.
Yes. We know the difference between boxing and fighting now. I also know the difference between wrestling and basketball. But there was a period in Joe Klein's life where there was a touch of crossover between those two sports. Joe Klein, you don't think of him as a wrestler first, but let me tell you something. Very few people can boast an undefeated record in their wrestling careers.
I was wrestling, and it was junior high. But, I mean, we had a wrestling team and everything. I don't know what the hold is. I knew one hold. You put your arm on between his legs and pull that up, and then had him around the neck.
Yeah.
And I got him in that, and I didn't let go, and I won. And I got a trophy at home. I got a little man. I got a little man with his arms out in the suit.
Yeah, singlet. Singlet. Yes.
He's like that, and it says, some champion.
You still have it?
Oh, absolutely.
Joe Klein.
The Joe Klein deathlock?
He put him in the cradle. The guy never got out, but what would you expect? Joe Klein is not to be traveled with, and neither is Larry Bird. And I was only kidding Joe Klein, who's listening, and he said he's going to beat me if I say anything bad about Larry Bird again.
Thank you, Joe. I was trying to get that point across, too.
Just joking, Joe. Just joking. I'll get you the information you're looking for, too. Please don't kill me. We also talked to another former Razorback basketball legend. We talked to Todd Day, who, unfortunately for him, his his former college team got smashed over the weekend, and then his high school team that he's coaching over in Memphis now. They lost in double overtime in the postseason on Monday night, so a heartbreaker for him. We talked to him about LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, and he also talked about his son's ability to play at the next level. He's just wrapped up his senior year.
Oh, man, he's a great player. I mean, what else is there to say?
Yeah.
You know, he's probably the best all-around player that I've ever seen.
Okay, so of all the guys you've been around, he's the best one you've ever seen?
All around.
Okay.
Michael Jordan is the best player to ever lace him up. Let's not get that twisted.
Okay.
But as far as defense, rebounding, passing, shooting, attacking the basket, yeah, he's probably the best I've ever seen.
Okay, so you're telling me if he was actually your son, you could get him to the next level safely?
Yeah, I think if he was my son, I'd probably be at home on the couch in the hot tub somewhere.
Now, that was an allusion to a comment earlier by Todd about his son, who is a bit undersized despite the fact that Todd is 6'6". His son didn't quite make it to 5'10". I'm certainly sympathetic to that.
How'd that happen?
Todd Day explains.
Nah, he's, you know, at 5'9", unathletic. It's hard for him to make, you know, anybody's college team.
What happened there, I guess?
I don't, he took after his mom,
okay.
I guess.
Threw her under the bus and the kid under the bus at the same time. Very good work. It's my man, Todd Day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we saved the best for last. This week we had an epic fight. I don't know if you heard it, Phil.
Heard about it.
It was
it's the stuff of legend now.
It is. Well, I had a guy ask me today. He goes, have you been being good to your dog? I still get comments about the argument I got in at the end of last year. That was months ago with a veterinarian from Searcy. But anyway, I digress. Earlier in the week, Michael from Stuttgart called in. Ira took exception to Michael from Stuttgart's call, and while he was at it, said he didn't care much for Tiger Bait either. And fortunately for us, Tiger Bait called in immediately thereafter. Hence, the fight between Ira and Tiger Bait that will live in zone infamy. Okay, I don't mind, but the FCC does. Here's the thing. If I put you on with Tiger Bait, what would you say to him?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm 56 years old, and I'll strap on some shorts and tennis shoes, and I'll meet him anywhere in the ring with some six pounds, whatever gloves he wants. And if he beats the heck out of me, I don't care. I just want that one punch.
Well, let's see.
He can knock me into a coma.
Well, today's
I guarantee he's probably just a big, fat flop sitting
yep.
around on the couch.
Today's your lucky day, Ira, because look who's online, too. Tiger Bait, welcome to the zone.
Hey, Ira, let me tell you something. Hey, what time are the liquor stores open in Arkansas,
hey,
buddy?
Let me tell you something, dude. I can beat your butt drunk. You ain't nothing but a big mouth flop.
6'5",
you're a big mouth flop,
Ira.
You are a big mouth flop. Hey, look, if you're looking for enemies, you got plenty. I know there's a lot of people think like me. You need to shut your mouth. I don't
It got better later.
I had a little trouble. Was that the morning show?
Yeah. A lot of voices. A lot of talking over. It happens.
Couple of shut-ups.
The entire interview is available on our audio gallery if you want to hear more. The best part of it was at the end when we let Ira go after he made the challenge and Tiger Bait accepted. And then he took a shot at him on the way out the door. But that's how Tiger Bait rolls. Anyway.
He looks to get under people's skin. That's why he calls into these shows. Tiger Bait wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening back in Little Rock, I need Neil Tate of our staff to call me ASAP. It's a phrase I've never uttered on this show before, and I'll probably never say it again. Neil, I need you to call me. I just slammed 3 tacos in 45 seconds. The good news is I do not live in the fattest state in America. What is the fattest state in America, you might add? What's the healthiest state in America, you might wonder? I have that answer. That's how we're going to wrap up the show today. We're feeling good. We are in Hot Springs. We